The official start of March Madness produced a good night of college basketball on Tuesday night. We'll begin with the NIT. Opening round play at Georgia Tech. Jackets entertaining Jacksonville State. First matchup ever between the two, and it was all the Gamecocks. They broke away from an early tie at 3-3 and never trailed in the basketball game. Led for over 38 and a half minutes, Jacksonville State smacks Georgia Tech on its home court, 81-64. Gamecocks shot 52% from the field, knocked down 15 three-pointers. Jerron Pierre, the conference player of the year in Conference USA, leads the way, 30 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals for Jacksonville State in the win. Ray Harper, Jacksonville State head coach, got his 600th career victory in the game. First four, the NCAA tournament last night, Dayton, Ohio. How about this? Hail Mary pass at the end. Alabama State converts it, if you will. They get a layup at the buzzer, and they knock off St. Francis, 70-68. They move on into round one to take on the overall number one seed, the Auburn Tigers. On Sunday, when the brackets came out, teams released that were in the tournament. A lot of speculation by North Carolina. Why were they in there? Well, the Tar Heels just went out and spanked San Diego State last night. 95-68 the final in that one. First four continues tonight. Dayton, Ohio with Mount St. Mary's matching up versus American University. Texas, the Longhorns, will battle the Musketeers of Xavier in the first four clash. One other college basketball note. After one season, Darian DeVries out at West Virginia. He's leaving the Mountaineers. He's becoming the new head coach at Indiana. High school baseball yesterday. Big day for the Central Lions. They go to 17-0 overall. 8-0 in region play. They took two from Jonesboro. 10-2 and 4-2. Meanwhile, Model moves to 17-0. Blue Devils stop Bremen. 6-4 the final there. Harrelson County a region victory. They defeated Heard County 8-2. David Pruitt goes 4 shutout innings as a starter to get the win. A junior Hudson grand slam in the 5th inning broke it open for the Rebel win. Also yesterday, Mount Zion falling at home. Bowden gets them 15-4 in a region game. For Bowden, Kaysen Duncan tosses a complete game with 9 strikeouts. And one night after being named a member of the Super 7 football squad, Caden Prothro a pinch hit home run to highlight the win. And Temple got 3 hits from Jackson Gribben. He went 3-for-3, but they lose on the road at Paulding County by a score of 10-0. Carrollton's at Whitewater today. It's region play Villa Rica. They play host to Lithia Springs. And a Braves note, Craig Kimbrell, 10 years later after leaving the Braves, back in the Atlanta uniform, he signs a minor league contract with the Braves yesterday. For the Bain Dental Group and Granite Sports, I'm Mike Paris.